Back here on 104.5 The Zone, we're good enough to have Pred Center Ryan Johansson join us after their game against the Buffalo Sabres last night. Ryan, I appreciate you being willing to stop by. You're actually the first Preds player we've had on as a show, so I feel like we've been kind of missing out at this point.
Oh, that's funny. Well, glad to have thanks for having me, bud.
Well, so I sent out a couple of texts last night, you know, just trying to do some research or whatever before the interview, and I have two things that I need to talk to you about. One that I got to thank you for, and then another one I got a follow-up question about. So I'm going to start with the thing I have to thank you for. I don't know if you remember, in 2018, you guys did a lot of great work for a kid named Reed Besh, who was dealing with leukemia at the time. You guys had the Team Reed wristbands that you wore during one of the games, and Reed's actually one of the producers that I work with now. I told him I was going to talk to you, and he said that he wasn't able to be on the call with us, but he just wanted me to, you know, sincerely pass along his thanks and how much you guys did for him. It still means a hell of a lot for him, Ryan, so I just wanted to say thank you for that from us as a show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, of course. I remember Reed. That's really cool. That's awesome to hear that he's doing well, and he's got a passion, and that you guys have him helping you out.
Yeah, no, he's an absolute stud. The second thing I got to ask you about is I hear you're both a giant Nickelback fan and Shania Twain fan. Can you confirm or deny these allegations?
You got that right.
All right, so who's got the better catalog?
Oh, man, it depends. Depends on the night and the mood, but I mean, Nickelback's like the best rock band ever, and Shania Twain is just Shania Twain, so...
Now, nobody's going to push back on you for the Shania Twain stuff, but, like, Nickelback, that's borderline a controversial statement.
You know what? Everyone gives Nickelback a hard time, but they have no reason. Everyone just says, I don't know. Like, there's no good reason.
So no.
Next time someone gives you a hard time about Nickelback, just be like, why? Why don't you like them?
And I would say that anybody who has listened to Rockstar, they're liars if they haven't sung along to that song before. It's just a fact. I don't believe anybody who says they haven't.
Absolutely. I agree.
Pred Center Ryan Johansson here with us on 104.5 The Zone. So, you know, obviously not the results you guys want last night at home, but you're still at the top of the conference right now. This season has been so impressive from you guys as a group. What's been kind of the mindset throughout the course of this early going?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of hockey left this season, and, you know, it's great being at the top right now and working our way up into a great position, but we know there's so much work to be done still, and we've been having a blast, man. We got a great team. We got a really close-knit team, and we've been having a lot of fun, and you know, we're just taking it day by day, and obviously last night we didn't get the result that we wanted, but, you know, we're just going to keep pushing forward and doing our thing and continue to work to find ways to win.
What's kind of the identity of you guys as a hockey team right now, would you say, Ryan?
Yeah, it's just, for me, it's that simple cliche. Just we're really trying to just outwork every team, and, you know, it sounds like a simple, silly thing, but, you know, you're matched up against 20 men every single night, 20 professional hockey players, and if you can find ways to consistently outwork other teams, you're setting yourself up for success. So, you know, the work ethic we have and the character from our group, it's, you know, it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and that's showed in our results and the way we play our game, that we go out there and we compete other teams on most nights, and you know, which has led to us having some success.
I mean, it's not a feeling you guys are unfamiliar with by any stretch of the imagination. The core of this team has been on successful playoff teams throughout the course of your guys' time together. What kind of growth, though, have you seen from the younger guys who are now, like, helping to support this roster and kind of finding their own roles?
Yeah, the younger guys have had a huge part in us kind of getting back on track and just every day, the hunger that they come to the rink with, and, you know, the passion to, you know, have their careers kind of kickstart and take advantage of their opportunities being in the NHL and trying to stay here. It's been inspiring as older guys, and it's been fun to watch, and it's been contagious energy for our group, and I'm definitely super proud of our young guys that have come in this last year and a bit, and how they've stepped up.
Preds center Ryan Johansson is our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. So, All-Star roster comes out last night. UC's on it, deservedly so. But a lot of people feel like Roman getting left off was one of the bigger snubs. How'd you guys kind of receive that as a locker room?
Yeah, you know, it's disappointing, I guess, would be the word that first comes to mind for me. He's world-class talent. He should be one of the captains, one of the biggest stars at that event. And, you know, I feel for him. You know, I know his character and how humble he is and how he's just like, it's all right. Like, not a big deal. But, you know, I know deep down that he takes a lot of pride in his game, and he works so hard at it, and he's such a great leader for our group that, you know, as a teammate, he deserves to be there. And, you know, I wish he was going. But, you know, they've kind of switched up the formats for that game and have guys from each team going and stuff, which makes it different. But there's no doubt he should be there. I think everyone in the hockey world knows that.
Yeah, it is truly a shame. I mean, anybody who's followed you guys for several years now and is familiar with what Roman not just means for you guys, but for the sport in general, he's a top flight athlete. With UC, though, how much have you seen from his growth and development since he became a part of your roster and kind of, you know, basically evolving into this high level goalie? I mean, he's been as impressive as anybody on the team this year, and those are not easy shoes to fill when you're talking about, you know, who used to be in that.
Yeah, you know what? I think high level is almost even an understatement. He's an absolute world-class talent, and it all starts with what we as teammates get to see every day, which is so cool. His work ethic and his young leadership is just, it's so impressive all the time. And, you know, the work he puts into his game and the focus and determination to be just a leader in net for us is amazing. And, you know, I think with Tex, you know, moving on and retiring, it's been let him being able to settle in and just, you know, focus in on being the number one goalie and just being able to, you know he's the number one guy now and go out and just do his thing and know that it's his net consistently, and obviously being our number one, and I'm really proud of that kid. He's been a massive part of why this team's been really successful so far this year.
Ryan Johansson has been our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. Ryan, continued health and success, and we appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Yeah, appreciate you having me, man. All the best. Say hi to Reed for me, too, as well.
Absolutely. That's Ryan Johansson, Preds center. 4-1 loss to the Sabres last night, but still the top of the Western Conference. And that thing that we talked about with him and Reed Besh, who helps me out on the primetime show, I've got a lot of people around me that help make me smarter and sound good at my job. I'm just the talking head that they put in front of the microphone, but like Lucas and Reed and Adam Holt, who helped me out on all the different projects that I'm across right now. What Ryan Johansson did for Reed back in 2018, he still talks about. And so I thought it important to kind of open up the interview that way. Good stuff. When we come back, we are going to get into the Tennessee Titans and what lies ahead for them, potentially, with the opponents this weekend. Lucas, I've also asked you if we can call Teresa Walker, because I would like to yell at Teresa Walker for something that is not her fault at all, but she is the only representative of the Associated Press that I have to yell at. Are we going to call Teresa?
Waiting to hear back from Teresa.
Well, she may be busy. Grizzlies won. Grizzlies won their 11th straight last night.
He's always busy.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about jobs I don't want to do? It's great to work in sports. You don't want Teresa Walker's job.
Well, right now, it's a pretty good gig.
I don't know, man. That's a lot for one person.
It's a lot on her plate,
the
no
whole
doubt.
State? Every team in the state? Nah. I love all of the local teams, and I love living in Nashville, but you can't get me to Memphis for a – who did they beat last night? I didn't get a chance to watch the game. I was watching the Preds. Anyway, Grizz got a win. Teresa's all over the place. I don't know if she's in Memphis. I don't know if she's in Knoxville. I don't know if she's at St. Thomas Sports Park. We'll see if we can't track her down coming up next.